This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A word here on this tax day for the procrastinators among us. It's easy now at the click of a button or an email to your accountant to file online. And in fact, the overwhelming majority of us do that. But there once was a time back when paper returns were all there was, when those for whom that midnight on April 15th deadline was cutting it pretty close. As Marketplace's Mario Segarra reports, those days are gone, and so too is the spectacle that came with them.
We're going to go back about 20 years to a post office in Lawrence, Kansas, on tax day. It's almost midnight, and the place is popping. There's a string band, and people are lining the entryway to the main doors, cheering on last-minute tax filers. Like this guy in a red, white, and blue track jacket who rushes in with an envelope just as a postal worker is closing up, locking the doors from inside. The crowd is amped up. They turn to the postal worker who's behind the glass doors. He caves. Taxpayer guy raises his fists in the air, triumphant. Nobody likes filing their taxes. That's why a lot of us wait until the last minute. But back when way more of us filed by mail, that procrastination led to something kind of beautiful. Parties at the post office on tax day. That was a video you just heard, by the way, courtesy of the Alfred Packer Memorial String Band. Steve Mason is a member, performed on tax day for decades.
It was a huge deal for us around here. It was an extra national holiday.
And not just in Lawrence, Kansas. On tax day, hordes of last-minute filers would descend on post offices around the country. Some would even sit on the floor and do their taxes with a pen and a calculator. Companies saw this as a marketing opportunity. One year in Atlanta and New Orleans, Popeyes gave out coupons for its new po' boy. In L.A. and Chicago, Westin Hotels rolled out mattresses onto the sidewalk, manned by employees in robes. In New York, Snapple sent somebody in a giant banana suit to hand out samples of its new drink called Go Bananas. And then, also in New York, there was Playboy, where Mike Nagel was a marketing executive in the 90s.
We'd give out postage stamps. We'd hand them chocolate, because chocolate's a stress reliever. We'd even give out Tylenol.
And Playboy Playmates would give shoulder massages to taxpayers and exhausted postal workers.
You know, we'd get a couple of questions like, what does Playboy have to do with tax day? And when we'd explain it, we're doing a stress relief promotion. It would kind of put a smile on people's faces.
Protesters would show up, too. April 15th was a chance to get their message in front of a captive audience. Tax day at the post office became a kind of civic ritual, people coming together to meet one of the few deadlines we all share. But these tax day parties don't really happen anymore. Only about 10% of U.S. taxpayers mail their returns, and a lot of post offices have cut back their late hours on tax day. Larry Zelenak, who teaches tax policy at Duke Law School, doesn't think we should all go back to filing by mail, but he says we have lost something here.
A sense of tax paying as a communal obligation rather than something that just happens, between you and TurboTax on your computer.
There are some who are trying to keep the party going. The Columbia University Marching Band in New York has performed tongue-in-cheek inspirational music at the steps of the city's main post office on tax day for almost 40 years. Songs like the Rocky theme and the Final Countdown. I mean, who understands procrastination more than a college student?
I think we all can, in the bottom of our hearts, sort of feel a little in line with like what they're going through in the last second, having to turn those things in.
Cameron Danish plays alto sax and is head of the band. He says even though the event is much smaller than it used to be,
for our band, it's just been a constant tradition, and so I think we're just going to keep upholding it.
Tonight at 11:30, they will be there, ready to cheer on the few taxpayers who still do things the old-fashioned way. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.